actually did show up in the election and vote. The people who voted early, the people who voted on election day, they are surveyed. We have lists of those people. Media agencies go out and find those people. And what we're finding is that the cultural conservative values of the GOP, particularly as the Democratic Party becomes whiter and whiter, the culturally conservative values of the GOP are resonating more and more with black voters. But to Michelle's point, it doesn't seem like it's significant, because when you go from 90% voting Democrat to 85% voting Democrat, you still got 85% voting Democrat. But to put this in further perspective, Brian Kemp got almost half of the Hispanic vote. In 2018, he only got 38% of it. That was a pretty significant shift. He also did better among black men in 2022 than 2018. Put it to you this way, if Republicans continue to improve with the Hispanic vote, Brian Kemp is term limited. But if the next Republican governor in Georgia does the same in the Hispanic community and the same in the white vote, he's still going to win. Republicans in Georgia are shifting the state, and I firmly believe those of you listening in Atlanta in the state legislature right now, if you would pursue school choice, that issue resonates in the black and the Hispanic community. You give an entitlement, these voters aren't going to walk back that entitlement. This is something you need to pursue. Time for me to get on my soapbox. Let's take a Republican and Democratic theory at face value. When you give an entitlement, that entitlement will not go away. Democrats have given Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and health care and you name it, and Republicans have never got rid of them. So Republicans, here is an entitlement to give voters, give families, give citizens. And that is the opportunity to pick the school of their choice for their children. You give school choice to the kids. That's an entitlement. And it is the one entitlement the Democrats hate. So you will see Democrats campaign on getting rid of it and fighting it. We're seeing this with Katie Hobbs in Arizona. The Republicans gave school choice to parents. Katie Hobbs has come in. She beat Kerry Lake. She's now the governor, and she wants to defund it. There's already a voter backlash in the Hispanic community against Katie Hobbs for taking away their new entitlement. You do this in a place like Georgia, where Republicans are beginning to make ground with Hispanic voters and black voters, you're going to lack Republicans in for the next several decades, because no Democrat running in 2026 is going to campaign on school choice. They're going to campaign on getting rid of it. They're going to claim it killed public schools. And you know what? All those parents whose kids are suddenly getting a good education, they're going to vote Republican. This is how Ron DeSantis won in Florida. Andrew Gillum, his opponent, campaigned on finally getting rid of Jeb Bush's school choice reforms. And Ron DeSantis won enough black women and Hispanic women that he barely won the governorship, but he did. And look what happened 4 years later. He improved school choice. He bolstered it. He strengthened it. He funded those schools. You all focus on the culture war stuff. The people in Florida, they're focusing on how he navigated COVID, how he navigated the economy, and what he did for school choice. And they all voted for him. That Republicans nationwide are not rushing to school choice shows you how stupid so many people in the party are. Democrats have for years given everything to voters and dared Republicans to take it all back. And when Republicans campaign on taking it all back, they lose. That's why Donald Trump is out right now telling Republicans, don't campaign on cutting Social Security. Don't campaign on cutting and reforming Medicare and Medicaid. Don't you dare do it. You'll lose. And Republicans are listening to him. So give parents hope for their kids' future. Give parents the opportunity to get their kids out of failing public schools, where the schools are now more interested in turning your kids woke than helping your kids not be broke. They want your kids to be indoctrinated, not educated. They want your kids to be down with left-wing groupthink. They don't want your kids to be entrepreneurial. They don't want your kids to learn individual responsibility. They don't want your kids to learn the basic skills to get a job as an entrepreneur and compete against the big business. No, they want your child a slave to big business, teaching them common core math so they can't get out on their own, binding them to the administrative governmental state. You give parents school choice and watch the GOP become the dominant party and watch the kids thrive. This is the civil rights issue of the day. And I cannot believe Republicans aren't with the program. I can't believe Republicans nationwide aren't pushing this. In my state of Georgia, there's a headline in the newspaper today that there's a renewed push to expand Georgia's private school tuition subsidies. They want a $100 million increase to Georgia's student scholarship program. So far, they've only secured $20 million. The chief architect of the scaled back legislation, John Carson of Marietta, is proposing to expand the cap on the tax credit program from $120 million to $200 million. The American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association are opposed, but the American Federation for Children supports it. Y'all, I can't emphasize this enough. You've got to give school choice. You've got to allow parents to get their kids out of these public schools. Do you know where I am in Georgia? On Valentine's Day last year, an elementary school gym teacher decided on Valentine's Day to bring his first grade students into the gym and show them a video on same-sex love. I'm not making that up. Parents, many of them didn't know about it until I talked about it on this program. They found out from their first graders that's what happened at that elementary school. And the superintendent of the county education system sent me a very indignant letter, upset that I exposed what happened. There are a lot of private schools in that county. There are a lot of private schools that would love to take in Black and Hispanic students who are in those failing public schools. But it's the Republicans who are blocking them. The Democrats don't have the votes to stop it. The Republicans could embrace full school choice. And these private schools would bring these kids in, allow them in. Don't punish the private schools that are Christian and run according to Christian guidelines. You don't have to do that. Let them in and grow. Let them in and grow. Support them. You've got to do that. This is the civil rights issue of our time. Republicans are failing on this. Don't keep poor kids in failing public schools when you have the opportunity to give them access to a private school where they can get a great education and become tomorrow's entrepreneur. You support your job force, your workforce, your future by giving these kids school choice. Wherever you are nationwide, if you've got a Republican legislature and a Republican governor, and that's the majority of the nation, you should be doing this to support tomorrow, today. Now, you should go to EdenPureDeals.com and get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You can get three of them for less than $200. You're saving $200, and you get free shipping at EdenPureDeals.com. You'll be greeted with a discount code box. You can put an error.